Fishy friends, and thanks for tuning in to another Just Fish podcast, where I'm going to try to teach you something and maybe make you smile along the way. Stay tuned for this episode.
I crawled up on the shore. I left my brothers there. I got what I came for.
Morning, everybody. This is Gerwin, your host of the Just Fish podcast. It is approximately 5 a.m. in the morning. I couldn't sleep. Been up for about an hour or so. Watched a little bit of news. Seeing what kind of crap's going on in the world. And I happened to catch the sports section. And it inspired a podcast. Drinking a hot cup of Starbucks coffee made in a French press. And then put into this awesome hot Yeti cup, which I might add all three of those items, with the exception of the effort that I put into making it, was given to me as gifts from folks like y'all, and it is delicious, and I am making good use of all of it. Thank you so much. You know, I use this Yeti cup in the evenings with iced tea in it, and I've made comments on my podcast before because I enjoy drinking cold iced tea with lemon in it in the evenings, and it's amazing how cold it keeps it. But let me tell you, it's equally amazing on how hot that coffee is coming out of this thing. Let me adjust these earmuffs real quick here. Okay, that's a little bit better. So, today's podcast, where am I going to go with this? How in the hell could the NFL or football of any kind have anything to do with fish and me in my brain? Well, as I'm watching game footage, et cetera, and appreciating what's going on and hearing the announcers describe what's happening, I realized that I am no different than a football coach. Now, I like to think that I'm an NFL football coach, of course. And my players, on the other hand, are anything from, you know, high school, college, up to pro level, right? So that's y'all. I'm the coach. You're the quarterbacks, and you're quarterbacks of teams at different levels. So, you know, when I get posed questions like, Gerwin, how much food do I need to feed my fish? Well, you know, I have a generic game plan for you. You know, I usually start you off with something very minimal. Look, I want you to put in 2 to 3 flakes for every fish you have. Do you hear me? I'm saying that you are going to count out 1, 2, 3 flakes. You're going to put those in the lid of the can, and then you're going to put those into the tank, and you're going to watch your fish eat it. And I want you to do that one time a day. As you get a little more advanced, I might have you do that twice a day. So, you know, we have these standards. The standard might be something like, look, I want you to change your carbon once every 4 to 6 weeks. I want you to change your GFO based on the water sample I received every 2 weeks. Maybe once a month. So where am I going with this? Well, I'm coaching you. I'm telling you what you need to do. At some point, the coach cannot make the right play, right? When Belichick calls in a play to the Patriots offense, Tom Brady is going with that play based on what his coach has advised him, based on how the defense is playing and what the box coaches are feeding down the line, saying what needs to be done. But when Brady walks up to that line, he's making an observation. Based on the observation that he sees what the situation is on the field, he is a professional and he can call an audible and change that plan on the fly, irregardless of what the coach says. Because he's there. He's real time. He's not on the sideline. He's not watching it from a monitor. He's not watching it from 30, 40 yards away. At an angle, he's got these guys right in his face, and he knows that if he makes a mistake, he's going to get smashed, or they're not going to make the touchdown, or whatever that scenario may be. But he is capable of making an audible. I'm capable of making an audio, as I'm doing right now. They're capable of making an audible. So how does that tie in? If you haven't seen it, where I'm going with this is, at some point, as you folks get better and better and better, whoever your coach may be, whether it's me, some form you're listening to, some other store in your vicinity, we can only know so much, right? Now, good coaches have a better understanding of what's going on the field and out there in your aquariums better than coaches that are used to coaching high school level or elementary level, right? So, you know, as you get better as a coach, you can begin to forecast the future a little bit better because of your experiences in the game of aquarium keeping. But nothing can replace a good, solid hobbyist. When you're a good, solid hobbyist or a quarterback, you can see what's going on and you can make an audible based on that situation. So if I'm saying you need to feed 2 to 3 pieces of food in the beginning for each fish, you know, that's just a general guideline. As you get better at feeding, you know, we're going to increase that. As we get better at feeding, I'm going to say, well, you feed until they're not eating anymore. And you feed small quantities at a time. Don't just throw a whole bunch of food in the tank and walk away. But if you're there and you're looking at your aquarium and you see there are certain fish that aren't eating the flake, but they're interested and they're obviously not sick, well, then you need to make an audible right there and say, I need to switch to some frozen food or something that's a little bit different. I just can't stick with the program that the coach gave me because I'm going to have things starving to death, right? You're there. You see. If you see that 3 flakes per fish has got some still floating around on the bottom, then you need to make a call on your own and go, that's too much food. I need to back off a flake or so, right? These are just general things, folks. I don't want anybody out there to take me literally when I'm giving these examples out there. I mean, some of them are fairly accurate, but at the same time, if you want more information on how I feel about feeding fish, call us. Come by and talk to me. But, you know, this is just an overview. Like I said, it could be your carbon maintenance. You know, I'm telling you to do it every, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, if that much. On marine tanks, I generally don't change carbon, but maybe 3 times a year, right? But that doesn't mean you have to stick with that program. If you see your water haze up, if the bug man just came into your house, if someone just spilled something into your aquarium, well, you don't go, the coach said I need to change that 3 times a year. I wonder what I should do now. No, you know carbon's capable of removing certain chemicals out of the water, smells, tints, such as that. Go ahead and call an audible and go in there and do that change, you know, before your schedule time would be. And, you know, filter maintenance, it's on and on and on, you know. And this is where it separates you as individual hobbyists. What is your skill level? Are you still college ball where I'm making every call for you? Or are you a low-end pro where I'm making every call for you, but my calls are getting a little bit more advanced? I'm giving you more details that I need you to do. Your playlist has gotten a lot longer. Or have you reached the point where you listen to me as your coach, but you understand the game good enough where you're able to make a call on your own based on your observations, right? So at some point, we take the training wheels off, and we let you guys run. We let you take that bike. We let you go around the neighborhood. We let you have a good time. We keep our eye on you, though, because we still don't want you to fall. And then at some point in time, many years down the road generally, you take the bike, put it on a car, and go drive up into the country somewhere, and you're driving the back roads all by yourself. And that's the ultimate goal. I want to get each one of you to a point where your coach is always there in the background to give you a hand, to give you some advice, but you're making audibles. And you have to understand, as my quarterbacks, as my customers out there in the field, I don't want to hold everybody's hand forever and ever and ever. I want to see you grow and mature. But at the same time, I want you to understand that I am always there to give you my opinion. That's what good coaches are for. Gang, this is a short podcast. it's time for me to go watch some cartoons before I got to go to work. And if I keep on talking, I will miss some of my favy faves. That being said, I always enjoy it. Thanks a lot. It's 2017, by the way, first podcast of the year. I hope it helps somebody out there somewhere. And I'll get around to doing these maybe some more this year. I come from the water. Thanks for listening, gang. I look forward to coming back soon. And remember, it's beta, not beta.